And Martin's getting ready for the big intro.
Oh yes, because he's got to play the keyboard on this one for intro. He's not actually a keyboard player. Those of you sitting on this side of the stage will probably realise that by now anyway. But he does his best, so please don't laugh out loud. You can just sort of tittle behind your handkerchiefs.
Thank you. another song off our wonderful new album. It's called Red and Gold. It was arranged by Mr. Orbach, really. It's a traditional song, which we like doing because we find that we can relate to it a lot, you know? Because it's a song about being broke and having a drink problem. And it's called the Beggar's Song. Thank you.
Paul's in fact the producer and director of the Fairport documentary. You saw some old Gordons around again. This is the film for you folks. If you enjoyed Spinal Tap, this is the one for you. So press your way over to Paul. Any points you want to make, we'll be glad to send you anything and sign anything for you. Sign anything for you as well as your time. So now we're going to play the Rose Hill with Jenny Foster. This one is especially for all our friends here, and especially for the girl who introduced me to the world of Alabama Slams and her friends. Thank you.
Rick Saunders on the fiddle. That's it. This is off the track of Carl.
To the farm, all the dancers were at the
so much. Sarah, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Mattocks.
Thank you, Celtic folk lovers. Yeah, along with Pigman, man. Jolly good show. Right, thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I need to tell you a little bit about the festival that we have in England. Small coast off the small island off the coast of New York, if you don't know. Our esteemed bass player, Mr. David Pegg here. In his copious free time, when not whacking it out with lads at Fairport, and also running a 24-track studio and playing the bass guitar in the popular beat combo Jeff O'Toole. Along with Martin. Is a festival in England, in a village, a small village in Oxfordshire, which we have every year now. This festival has become the biggest folk festival in Europe, and a jolly good festival it is too. Lots of people come this year, Steel Ice Band. Anybody here been? Good. Serious double figures tonight, that's good. Well, I should tell you a little bit about this festival, because it's, as I say, it's pertinent to the next number we're going to do. I mean, maybe some of you are thinking about getting on a Greyhound bus heading east and not stopping at New York. Maybe you'd like to come along. Maybe some of you got the wrong idea about music festivals, images of drunken hooligans throwing empty beer bottles, drug overdoses, people getting stabbed, things like that. Well, we keep all that stuff backstage, so that you're not. So this is a good festival to come along to. Friend of the band and a chap by the name of Ralph McTell, who has come along to the festival. Thank you, Mr. McTell. Ralph's been along to the festival quite a few times now, this festival that we have in Oxfordshire. And Ralph did a little bit of research and found out that the site of this fab festival that we have every August was also the site of a battle in 1644. Now, I know that's a long time ago. You know, this is between Cavaliers and Roundheads. I know that's a long time ago. English people think 100 miles is a long way, Americans think 100 years is a long time. I know it's a long time ago for you, but in 1644, there was this right old puncture between the Cavaliers and the Roundheads, the same site where the festival is now. Ralph wrote a song about the battle. We heard the song and we thought, well, that sounds like a pretty fab, groovy song to us, April mates. We thought we'd have a bash at it, and it became the title track of our new and absolutely deeply wonderful album, Red and Gold. Okay. So, it's a song about the battle seen through the eyes of a chap living in the village, 1644. He's not smelling too good now, but that's it. One time. So, well, by the way, if you might have difficulty getting the album, I know that if you go to, for example, Trader Tape, you won't have any difficulty at all. So.
You do what?
Right arms, I'm going to use it. But maybe you'll go to a little small store in the middle of nowhere and say, well, I'd like to get a new Fairmore Convention album on CD, cassette, D-pan, pizza, whatever. Thank you, Rick. And you may get an answer from the person behind the record store along the lines of, oh, yes, Celtic rock. Yes, they were going in the 60s, weren't they? Yes. I remember they had that hit in French, All Around My Chateau. You know, right? We don't have anything like that, I'm sorry. And that's when you pick the assistant up warmly by the lapels and say, why not, dickhead? Maybe get in a few more shops apart from Trader Tape then. Trader Tape, anyway, without much further ado, thank you. This is Red and Gold. Thank you.
Hey, that's
Newton, I'm saying.
What?
Try.
No.
willow takes its course, and the willows weep until its waters clear. My name it is Will Timms, and it's here that I was born, and raised in faith my king and God to fear. In 1644 the king in Oxford town did dwell, though he'd heard that Cromwell's army was nearby. It did not occur to me that little property could be a witness to the meeting of both sides. On June the 29th that year, I was about my work, cutting hedges in a meadow by the stream. When my blade slipped, I cut my hand, and my own dear blood did flow upon the ground and the corn still green. Now I did this Christmas so, to watch my flow and quickly soak into the greedy ground. In red and gold my colours swam, and sweat broke on my brow, and faint I knew that I was laying me down. And gold of royal colours, colours of cowboys in green and brown. This thundering was just in
into more of a historical symposium than it already is. I mean, I know we're a 60s band, but we'd like to cast your minds back to the 1380s now, if you can go back that far. The last song being about the English Civil War, you may not have realised, no, you should be a university town here. It's English and the Civil War in the 1600s, but before that we had a bit of an insurrection. It nearly turned into a republic in 1381, and this was largely because of the efforts of one young king. His name was Richard, his mother was II, and he was intent on submitting the serfs to even more abasement than they were already accustomed to. And they got a bit pissed off with this, so they went to London and had a big punch-up and a party, and it was a bit like Chelsea. 604 years later, this song was written.
And on the field of Blackheath, us commons covered the earth. More men than ever I could see, poor honest men. Justice.
tuning up because we had a request for this one. I wouldn't normally have got them. So, true. But before we get back to the present day, Repertoire, we'd like to take you back to the time when England was going through a severe financial and economic depression and crisis. The only way out, if you were unemployed living in the country and didn't have enough work because of various acts of Parliament, all you could do was resort to cutting the odd purse here and there, borrowing somebody else's sheep and not giving it back. But if you had a large family, this was probably acceptable. Nowadays, of course, options are wider. You can sort of folk rock bands and come to Bolton, which is probably preferable. But the whole idea of the English system at the time was to rid society of its sort of supernumeraries and turn them into Australians. Scumming off. Can you scum off the bottom of society? They can't. You can drag them off. So drag off the bottom of society and get them all to commit crimes and turn them into Australians. Well, this was the plan. And if you go to Australia, believe me, you'll believe it worked. But that's by the by. This next song is concerned with the exploits, or rather the misadventures, of a bunch of chaps who lived in a small village not very far from Cropperty, which we have already mentioned. They lived in a village called Culworth, and they were in our position, so they didn't have much to do with university education, and so they had to sort of live off their wits and off other people's purses. They did this very successfully for about 20 years, until they were brought to book, as it were. They were all strung up by the neck until dead. They did not turn into Australians. It's a shame, really, because they'd probably been good lads. Their descendants would have been away. They themselves would have smelt a bit like that. That's not how they do. But their song is called Close to the Wedding. It's written by a friend of ours called Stuart Marston. This is for Barbara. Good luck, Barb, on your mission of adventure. You never get to Australia. It's good to have it. Thank you.
Tell very much like, thank you. Thank you. This next item is off our new album, which is called Red and Gold, and it's written by a friend of ours called Dave Whetstone, who used to be in the Albion Band. Anybody remember the Albion Band?